Navy. The United States Navy brings you the adventures of Babe Ruth. And here to tell you about the immortal Babe is the man who knew him so well, his pal, the popular sports reporter, Steve Martin.
A list of the big fella's records is as long as your arm. But one of the most sensational exploits which changed several lives and determined a pennant doesn't appear in the routine records. But before bringing you today's exciting story, I have a message for you. Now that high schools all over the country are opening up again, I know that a lot of you fellows who graduated last spring and aren't going to be back are feeling a little lost right now. You'll be wanting to meet some new companions, make new friends. Well, you can get it, fellows, in the U.S. Naval Reserve, which is your hometown Navy. You'll find there a swell bunch of fellows, your own age, working and playing together and learning together. Think of the fun to be had and the knowledge to be gained in the Air Reserve, for instance.
Right, Steve. A fellow might learn engine repair if he wants to, or electronics, or photography, or any one of the many other Navy skills.
And what's more, Jack, he can learn them well, for the Navy takes pride in the thoroughness of its training.
As a commander, you ought to know, Steve.
I do know. The United States Naval Reserve is the finest possible place for a young chap to spend his spare time, his evenings and weekends, and his vacations.
Well, sure. In the Naval Reserve, you're part of a team that's actively working and playing together, and getting paid for it in more ways than one. Join your hometown Navy, the United States Naval Reserve. Visit your local Navy recruiting office now. And now, back to Steve Martin and the adventures of Babe Ruth.
Some time ago, I told you how a star Yankee pitcher, whom I called Chick Foster, almost wrecked the careers of Babe Ruth and manager Miller Huggins. Chick was traded off the Yankees that winter, and he popped off that this was one deal the Yankees would regret. In the first game between Chick's team and the Yankees the next season, Chick was pitching. And right off, the Yankee batters began falling to the ground, then scrambling up and yelling at Chick. Babe, who turned his ankle slightly, was watching the game with me from the press box, and he was fuming.
The Chick's throwing in our boy's head, Steve.
Oh, no, Babe. He's just a little wild today.
Wild, my eye. He's dusting him off on purpose. Unless he stops, somebody's going to get hurt.
In the fifth inning, Bob Russell, the Yank outfielder and Babe's particular pal, came up. He crowded the plate the way he always did, and the big fella hollered at him.
Watch yourself, Russ. Don't let him hit you.
Relax, Babe. Not even Chick would deliberately bean a man.
You don't know him like I do, Steve. He hates Russ because he's my buddy.
Russ, look out! Chick, get it. He beat Russ. Come on, Steve. Let me out.
Bob Russell was lying motionless on the ground where he had fallen like a log when Chick's fastball hit him in the head. The players from both clubs rushed out to him, and I followed Babe from the press box. The big fellow was raving like a madman when we got to the clubhouse and discovered that Russell had been taken to the hospital. We rushed to the hospital and found manager...
How is he, Hug? How's Russ?
Still unconscious, Babe. His skull was fractured.
Oh,
no.
Russ is a fine athlete, though, and while it's too early to tell for sure, the doctors think he'll pull through.
Fine for that.
He won't play any more ball this season, though. Maybe he won't ever play again.
What?
What's that, Hug?
Yeah, it's a tough break, all right, for Russ and the Yankees.
Hug, Chick beamed him on purpose.
Now, wait a minute, Babe. That's a serious accusation, and we can't prove it.
Well, Chick may be a louse, but I don't think
he did it on purpose, I tell you. He hates you and me, Hug, because we spiked his wagon last year when he had it all framed to steal your job as manager. And he hates Russ because he's my pal and stood by us.
Yeah, but Babe,
I don't mean Chick tried to kill Russ, but he meant to nick him and make him and all the rest of us plate shy. Chick wants to beat us out of the pennant, but this time he went too far, and he's going to hear from me.
Wait, Babe, come on here.
Hey, I want to talk to you, Chick.
Oh, hiya, Babe. Sorry about that accident to Russ.
It wasn't an accident.
But I understand he's out of danger. What did you just say?
I said it wasn't an accident. You threw right at his head.
Why, you're crazy. My fastball was taken off on me today. I couldn't control it.
You're a liar, Chick.
What? Why, you...
And you're a yellow dog. Nobody but a yellow dog would throw a beanball.
You're asking for it, big noise.
You bet I am. Like this!
Here, I show you. All right, let's go.
The big fella and Chick tangled like a couple of grizzlies with no holes barred. It was then when Chick's manager and I tried to break him apart that I saw Landis, a white-maned commissioner of baseball himself, stalk in. When the players saw him, they all jumped in and pried Chick and the big fellow apart. When the commissioner faced Babe, you could have heard a pin drop.
You came into the opposition's clubhouse of your own free will, Babe?
Yes, that's right, Mr. Commissioner.
You started this fight?
Well, yes, I guess I did.
But... John Chilton, you did. He accused me of beating Bob Russell on purpose, Mr. Commissioner, and then he slugged me.
I want to see you and your manager about the accident later, Foster.
It wasn't an accident.
That's Chick for me to determine, Babe. You took the law into your own hands on property under the jurisdiction of organized baseball. I am suspending you for 1 month without pay and fining you $1,000. I'll see you later.
You must be out of your mind, Babe, going into the clubhouse after Chick.
I saw Red, Hug. But I also wanted Chick to know that I was onto him before he beaned another Yankee player.
Chick's a rat. He knows we can't prove he threw a duster at Russ. So you played right into his hands.
I know that now. I'm sorry, Hug.
Fat lot of good that does us. Russ is out of the lineup, you're out for a month. How are we going to win the pennant now?
We're not licked yet.
Oh, we haven't got a prayer. Chick cooked our goose just as he said he would. And you cook mine. Huh? So long, sucker.
In a month, when Babe finished sweating out his suspension and got back in the lineup, the Yanks started to climb. With the big fella's bat wrecking the opposition and Gehrig, Dickey, and Lazeri swinging right with him, the Yanks burned their way through the league. By Labor Day, they were challenging Chick's team. The two clubs fought it out down the stretch with a dozen rhubarbs and fistfights every time they met. And they came to the wire neck and neck. A single game, a playoff of one that was rained out earlier in the season, would decide the pennant. There wasn't an empty seat in the park by game time, and the roofs of buildings around the park were black with fans. In the Yankee clubhouse, Huggins said only one thing to the players.
All right, I don't have to tell you that Chick Foster's pitching against us today. He's been a fairly good boy since he beaned Russ, and he wants to win this one and show us up. So watch out for your heads.
Can I say a few words, Hug?
Sure. Go ahead, Babe.
Listen, you guys. What Hug didn't tell you is that his job is riding on this game today. Yeah. And there's something else. Chances are Bob Russell will never play another game of ball. He's got a wife and two kids. His share of the World Series pot, if we win today and get into the series, will make a lot of difference. What do you say?
All right, come on now.
Now you're talking. Let's go.
The Yankees charged out on the field with fire in their eyes, but Chick banked those fires in a hurry. He drove them back from the plate with his high close one, and then he worked the outside corners. If the Yanks moved in again, they got Chick's duster ball at their heads. The only hit off Chick in four innings was a screamer through the box, which the big fella drove at him. If Chick hadn't managed to jump aside, it would have taken a leg off. He swore at Babe, and that started another rhubarb. The umpires had to threaten to clear the field. At the end of the sixth inning, the opposition was ahead 2-0. I said to Bill Feely of the Globe, "It looks bad for our side, Bill."
Yeah, Chick's got the Yankees scared. I keep remembering what happened to poor Bob Russell. Can't blame him.
Nope. Well, it looks like Chick is one out after all.
Yeah.
Not even the big fella can lick him. I was thinking of poor Bob Russell, who wasn't going to get a World Series payoff, and of poor Hug, who was going to be out in the alley. And I hardly noticed when Earl Coombs scratched an infield hit. Sewell went out, and that brought up the big fella. Babe stood at the plate and didn't move his bat off his shoulder through the first five pitches. He deliberately let it go to 3-2. And then, with Chick showing Babe a big sneering grin, the big fella suddenly stepped out of the batter's box and leveled his hand, pointing to the distant center field bleachers. His meaning was clear, but if it wasn't, none of the fans who'd hushed down could miss knowing that the big fella was calling his shot, because you could hear him now all over the park.
All right, Chick, you yellow pup, get the ball. jacket-nosed creature.
And then the ball came with everything Chick had behind it, and it rocketed straight for Babe's head. But the big fellow was obviously waiting for the duster, because he stepped back as Chick was letting the ball go. Then he swung.
Hey, Steve, Babe did it! He parked in the center field bleachers just like he said he would. Steve, that's the greatest thing I ever saw.
Me too, Bill. Me too.
It was the enemy park, but I think every fan in the place got to his feet and gave the Babe a hand as the big fella trotted around the bases, a big smile on his face for Chick. And Chick, his hands on his hips and his mouth open, looked as if the roof had just fallen in on him. Then I made a prediction. Now watch those Yankees go to work on Chick, Bill, and finish the job the big fella started. The big fella had called his shot correctly, and now I hit the jackpot, too. With all fear out of their hearts, the Yanks fell on Chick like they'd just bought him. And they murdered him. Before the opposition could get another pitcher warmed up and thumb Chick out of there, the Yankees were leading 8-2. And that was the way the game ended. And the big fella and his boys were in the World Series again. Oh, Babe, it was wonderful. Marvelous. How'd you ever call that home run?
Steve, there was nothing to it. I said to myself, look, George, you've hit a few hundred home runs. You ought to be able to belt one more for Russ and Hug. So when Chick laid that old apple up there, I just took a poke at it and... Well, that's all there's to it.
Yes, but you hit it exactly where you said you would. How the...
Oh, yeah. Well, that's my secret, Steve. Someday, when I retire, I'll tell you all about it.
So ends this adventure of Babe Ruth. But there's still adventure for you young men of America in your hometown Navy, the United States Naval Reserve.
You know, Jack, those words, the United States Naval Reserve, should give all you young men something to think about. Even if you live in a landlocked inland town and have never seen the sea, you can experience a thrill of Navy life. You can study one of the many important Navy trades or skills. You'll have fun and make new friends and the satisfaction of playing and working at something important together if you join the U.S. Naval Reserve.
And, Steve, the thrills and adventures of that 2 weeks training period which many Naval Reservists enjoy each year. Yes, in the Naval Reserve there are thrills to be had and skills to be learned or kept up. And if you're a veteran, the Naval Reserve offers you the opportunity to keep your hand in your own trade or skill. For training, education, good companions, fun and relaxation, and many other good reasons, join the United States Naval Reserve. Drop in at your local Navy recruiting office today. The friendly officer in charge will tell you how you can profitably spend your spare time in your hometown peacetime Navy, the United States Naval Reserve. Now, Steve, what does the log say where to hear next week?
Well, Jack, I'm going to tell you how a young girl named Susie changed the whole complexion of the World Series with unusual results.
The Adventures of Babe Ruth is written by Ben Freeman, produced by Woody Close, directed by Ronald Dawson, and presented by the United States Navy.